The Father acknowledged Jesus. Then came Jesus from Galilee to Jordan unto John, to be baptized of him. But John forbade him, saying, I have need to be baptized of you, and you come to me? Jesus answered, saying unto him, Suffer it to be so now. For thus it becomes us to fulfill all righteousness. Then he suffered him. And Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water. And, lo, the heavens were opened unto him. And he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove, and lighting upon him. And lo, a voice from heaven, saying, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Matthew chapter 3, 13-17. And after 6 days Jesus took Peter, James, John, and brought them up into a high mountain apart from the rest of the disciples. And Jesus was transfigured before them, and his face shone as the sun, and his raiment was white as the light. And, behold, there appeared unto them Moses and Elijah talking with Jesus. Then answered Peter, and said unto Jesus, Lord, it is good for us to be here. If you will let us make here 3 tabernacles, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. While Peter yet spoke, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and behold a voice out of the cloud, which said, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased, hear you him. And when the disciples heard it, they fell on their face and were sore afraid. And Jesus came and touched them, and said, Arise, and be not afraid. And when they had lifted up their eyes, they saw no man, save Jesus only. Matthew chapter 17, 1-8. This is really important. You have to know this. Twice, once at the waters of baptism and again on the mountain of transfiguration, the Father broke through the heavens to declare before men and angels, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. These were not mere affirmations. They were divine declarations of identity, authority, and approval. At his baptism, Jesus stood in humility, fulfilling all righteousness, not for his own sake, but for ours. And the Father responded, not with thunder or wrath, but with love and pleasure. The Spirit descended, the heavens opened, and the Father's voice confirmed what no man could know apart from divine revelation. Jesus is the Son of God. The Father has not left the identity of Jesus to speculation or opinion. He has spoken from heaven. He has borne witness. He has made it clear. Jesus is his beloved Son, worthy of all obedience, worship, and trust. Let every heart respond in awe, as the disciples did, falling before him, then rising at his touch. Let every voice be silenced before the Word made flesh. And let every soul hear him. For the one the Father acknowledges is the one who has the words of eternal life. Hear him. Believe him. Follow him.